Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All this weekend on Alice, Florida, Georgia Line. They're coming to Shoreline Amphitheater on September 27th with Dan and Shay. And all weekend, Alice is hooking you up with tickets. Listen for your cue every hour between noon and 5 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And you'll get, in case you didn't know what days the weekend is. And you'll get a pair of tickets to the show. Very exciting.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the September sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and carlsonsubaru.com. Here's what's happening. I'm going to start with a text. My husband just missed his flight to London or in London because the streets were blocked by kids protesting for climate action.
Oh.
So worldwide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So that is on, everyone. That's happening. The way I saw the story first was, it's a ditch day. Yeah. And, of course, I remember ditch day meant...
Or ditching. Yeah, I'm not going to some protest.
What's the cause? I don't care. I'm out of here. Right.
Oh, my God. Everyone's taking the day off?
Yeah, me too.
I'm going surfing. So these guys, though, seem to be very motivated about the environment. I'm with them,
yeah.
Although I don't know about making people miss their flights. Let's try not to do that, kids.
Right.
But that's happening today, so be careful out there driving. This is a neat story. There's a lady. Let me find her name here. Darren? Her mom,
what is
Darren.
What's going on with all these
the man
Shawns
names?
And Darrens who
this
are
is
women?
A woman named Darren.
All right.
Darren Sturt. She's a nurse. Apparently, she was driving with her daughter one day, and she came upon a group of motorcycle riders who'd had an accident.
Oh, my.
There was a crash. A tangle-up.
Awful.
When I pulled up, she said it looked like one of them had lost control and their bikes got tangled.
Mm.
I parked a ways away so my daughter wouldn't see, and I ran up. They had some severe injuries. And she's a nurse. And she's a nurse,
right.
And she helped them. The accident, which injured 5 bikers, took place on a state road in 2018. She said she comforted the victims, 3 men and 2 women, until paramedics arrived. And later, they connected, the nurse and the biker gang connected on Facebook.
Oh.
And they've stayed in touch.
How nice.
She wanted to know how they were and after helping them. And they were very grateful for her stopping and for her help. She got a bunch of messages from them thanking her. And she was just happy that she could be there.
That's very sweet.
So flash forward now to today, last week, her daughter had done what many kids do and done a lemonade stand. Because she wanted to make
a little money
and, you know.
It's just something to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Apparently the first time she did it, it flopped.
Oh.
Didn't go well. So the bikers contacted mom and said, tell her to do it again. Will be there.
Mm.
And they were. They showed up in huge numbers to support the nurse that helped them. They lined up. Here's the of people that showed up to buy lemonade from this lady's daughter.
Oh my. She did not have enough lemonade,
no.
Is my suspicion.
It's just a super neat story.
It's a great story.
That their gratitude.
Milwaukee Iron Motorcycle Group.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
funny. Oh, look at all those bikes, too.
Right.
Holy cow. That's really nice.
So the mom was saying, I'm glad I wore waterproof mascara because she was crying the whole day. Which
so
is
nice.
Neat. You like to see that.
People, we actually are pretty good.
Yeah. Like, it can be really cool.
All we ever hear about is the horrible things. And then you hear some nice story like that. It's, oh, look. We do care about each other.
Speaking of.
Yes.
horrible things.
Oh, great. Oh, goody. I should have known.
Too soon.
Temper my heartfelt happiness.
Doctors revealed that a man's wiener rotted away after he injected Vaseline to try and make it bigger.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, he just wanted a bigger one, and now it's rotted off.
That's isn't that so the sad. Irony is here's a guy who was hoping to sell it in an improved state, and now he's never.
No, he doesn't have.
It's
one.
Not gonna.
Is it rotted all the way away, or just?
The 45-year-old man went to the hospital after 5 days of suffering from an itchy sensation at the base. He then noticed a significant buildup of fluid and ulcers on it.
No. Oh, this poor guy. He just...
The patient is from the South Pacific Islands. He was feeling weak, had fevers. The doctors say he injected the petroleum jelly to 2 years earlier.
2 years?
To boost the size.
And did that part work?
I don't think so, but...
But then all of a sudden he got like that turned on him.
When he finally got to the hospital, he was grossly deformed and unwell.
Oh, boy. Grossly deformed.
Yes. He was taken to the intensive care, they took him straight to an operation room and had to, I'll spare you the details because it's gory what needed to be done for this man to save him.
Just the to save his life, right, not to save the affected area.
Right.
Oh, the poor guy.
Apparently, this is done. People do this. This isn't the first guy in the world to have ever self-inject. Hoping to improve. It's awful to think that he'd hoped for a more presentable one and ended up with one that doesn't work at all.
Or that doesn't even exist.
Right.
Yikes. I'm so sorry.
And there's, look, I'm sure there's.
He's a dummy, but I feel bad.
We've all seen the movies and what's in there. And, you know, when you see someone, a lady with both hands and it's still going out the front of the, right. You go, oh my God, does she have fake hands? Is she tiny?
Are those baby doll hands? I don't understand.
How in the?
Yeah, that's,
what in the?
Yeah.
That's all
sport there. I mean, that's all, those are, you know.
I understand, but I can see
the American
where.
American porno gladiators.
You know.
Yeah, well, sure. You measure yourself
that,
by
you
what
go,
you see.
How am I supposed to sell this thing?
Yeah. Well, keep the lights off, you know. Bring toys. I don't know. There's got to be something you can do.
There's a whole other length of one.
Yeah.
Out past the two hands.
It seems like that guy got more than his share.
Anyway, don't self-inject. That's not the way to...
Yeah, I think that's the moral here.
Mm-hmm.
That what you have is fine. Because you know what? It's what you got.
Right.
Just make that work for you.
Sure.
Be funny, you know.
Come up against Sarah, who will cancel the date immediately.
Well, look, I mean, that was an exception, and it's one of the things in my life I'm ashamed of. I feel bad
for.
I am. I feel bad for making him feel bad. He went on to father children.
That's not
worked.
At all ashamed.
No, I'm not.
He's fine.
The guy.
He survived me.
He proposed, and she said no.
I know I'll cheat on you.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
Fast facts. I love those. Alex?
Nice. We all look at him.
He's getting there.
Yeah. Oh, I already told you about this one, but I'll tell it again. Les Paul is the only person in both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the National Inventors Hall of Fame, thanks to the electric guitar.
Mm.
Way to go, Les Paul. The time when the largest percentage of the world is asleep is 5 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, is that so?
Approximately 57% of the world are sleeping
China's
at that
asleep
hour.
At that point, China, India, maybe the really populous places.
Even though most of them aren't in the U.S., around the world.
Right. Well, there's only 350 million people here.
Right.
We're small by comparison to China, population-wise.
The last time a song that was an instrumental was number one on the Billboard chart was Jan Hammer's Miami Vice theme.
Oh, really? That charted?
Does he go by Jan or is that Jan?
Oh, Jan. Jan Hammer. Probably. I don't know. Oh, yeah. This is a great song. I used to love this show. There was another show that aired around the same time. Wasn't this like a Friday night show? It was like a Love Boat afterward or something? Or was it Duke's
Love
Boat
was before that? Love Boat and Duke's and Fantasy Island, that was all before.
That was
70s? Yeah.
This is 85.
85? Yeah. Yeah, I like this show. This is when, this is back in the days before we had choices on TV, too. Yeah. This was like, it was awesome that this was like, oh my God, Friday
Tubbs
night.
Tubbs and Crockett.
Sure. And those cool jackets they wore.
Yeah, so oh, cool.
Those cool shoes.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man, they were slick.
I have another vile story, but I'm going to spare you this
time. Thank you.
And I'll do that next news break.
Great. Sounds good.
Because it's awful. And I just realized after the
I know, the penis
exploding
one is
wiener,
just so sad.
It's like, I think that everybody's had about enough of that.
Yeah.
Ever gone on vacation just to try the beer? Beer tourism is a thing.
Yeah, people will go to... My friends are in Germany right now. They're going to stay to do Oktoberfest.
Get out of here.
I know, isn't that funny? They're like, we love beer. We're going. Mm-hmm. She bought a dirndl, you know, the little... You know, it's like the accompanying piece to the lederhosen. The girl wears a dirndl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's
dirndl?
A dirndl?
It's like a dress, but it's a... It's like the St. Pauli girl. It's like a sort of like an apron-y type top, and mm-hmm. it attaches here, and it's a certain kind of... They sold them everywhere when we were in Germany. You could
Why
buy
didn't
lederhosen.
You get one?
I don't want one of those.
Why not?
Because I don't wear dresses. How many times do I have to tell you that?
You've worn dresses.
Yeah, well, I don't wear them anymore.
I got a picture of you in a dress right here.
Where?
Right here.
In a dress?
Yep, right here.
I gotta see that.
What do you mean you gotta see that? It's right here.
Oh, yeah.
What was that,
you
the concert? That was probably the last time she wore a dress.
That was the last time I wore a dress because
yeah. That's what
like,
I just said. That's the last time.
You wear sundresses. You guys wear sundresses. Yeah. So I wear sundresses. And then I put
with
on
tennis shoes.
Matching sneakers. Hey, it was a festival.
You look
we were
fantastic. I'm looking at you right now. I see you every day in it.
Oh, great.
What do you mean, oh, great?
Take it down. Put, or no. Draw some pants on me.
Absolutely not.
With your bobby socks.
Listen, it was a festival. I knew my feet were going to get dirty if I walked around in the dust all day.
Would you lay off of her? We're never going to see her in a dress again.
Well, you're never
of you.
Going to anyway.
I know.
Don't worry about it. You looked me up and down that day and went, oh my God. I'm like, what? I did
dumb
the thing
green
that was...
glasses.
Oh my God. I didn't match. It all matched. It was a matching outfit. It's green just... sneakers, green glasses, green and white dress. I mean, come on.
You
man.
Look great. I'm looking at you now.
I feel like you're trying to trick me into what? Wearing dresses.
What are you talking about?
It's not happening. Anyway, dresses.
Top places where beer drinkers go.
Yes.
When they travel. Germany, number one.
Right.
California, though, number two.
Yeah, people do like their beer here.
Weird.
Craft brew.
Yeah, well, they go to places where there's a bunch of breweries, right. And then they just hit different ones each night, I guess.
Yeah.
Just get hammed.
I guess so, right?
Ripped.
I got to try and find my best new beer. It's delicious, I think.
Engineers at the University of Wisconsin have developed a new hat that uses electric pulses to stimulate hair growth.
Oh.
And they think it could eventually lead to a cure for baldness. Or at the very least, prevent hair loss.
Wow.
Unfortunately, you have to wear a hat to prevent hair loss. You're blocking your hair. Therefore, what is the point?
Well, once in a while, you'll go without the
oh,
hat.
Oh, you unleash your
yeah,
hairdo.
You unleash it. And everyone's
go.
Like, oh, he does have hair. Look at that.
Oh.
I thought because he always wore that ball cap, he didn't have any hair. But no, turns out he has a glorious head of hair. Lush, beautiful, flossy, glossy.
Flossy?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Shiny?
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-36. Oh, before I get to the text, I wanted to mention real quick, football weekend. Oregon's at Stanford. Cal, is your boy on his way to Mississippi right now?
No.
Cal will be playing Ole Miss, and Pittsburgh's in town to take on the 49ers, and the Raiders are at Minnesota.
All right.
Now, our text number is 800-400-3697.
A little bit too loud, though. A little bit too loud.
Oh, jeez.
Good, but good timing, though.
Nice.
Alex.
When you decide you're really ready to quit smoking, contact hypnotherapist Joseph Giove. Giove. Giove.
All right.
Giove. Giove!
Okay.
In Lafayette, I, like you, thought it was a disgusting habit and really wanted out. Two meetings and it worked.
Oh.
Joseph Giove.
Sure
I gotta hit Bon Jovi? That. I don't know. I don't even know what the, just plug the guy 20 times. Who knows who he is?
Right. He's like, oh my God, I got 20 plugs and he said my name wrong every time. No, I'm still anonymous.
he's st- Still, that's a good one.
Thank you.
I was going to date a girl with the nicest pair of boobs I've ever had.
Oh.
But every time we kissed, her breath stunk of cigarettes.
You can't have that.
I couldn't take it. Suddenly, those boobs weren't as attractive. Aww. I'm really surprised because I, as I used to smoke, I never went after girls that didn't smoke because I knew it would be a thing.
Right.
I just wasn't gonna.
It's a thing. Even if you do smoke, you can still smell it on other people. It's still mm-hmm. gross.
Right, but I mean, gross. You know.
At least you.
Darcy smoked, right. Like we both smoked, even though she smoked menthols. Ah! God, you know when you run out of cigs and someone's got a menthol, you're like, I don't even all know right, if I want
I'll
it that bad.
It. But you do.
Jesus. Well, yeah, you do, because you do, eventually you start to twitch and you're like, oh, God.
You're in nicotine jail.
I'm coming undone for you.
All right, fine. Give me I'll a menthol.
Take it.
Salem Light 100s. Yuck.
No, hers were cool.
Oh, cool. Of course they
with
were.
With a K.
Cool. Are those still around?
Probably.
Probably, yeah. I mean, that's what she smoked.
I don't even know where you go to buy. So you can get them at 7-Eleven still?
Of course.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Or the gas station.
All right.
Walgreens, I think.
Oh, I thought all the drugstores said no.
No, CVS doesn't.
Walgreens might. Wags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wags.
925 says, why is it called brown face when Trudeau did this and not blackface? Listen, I really liked the guy before this, but what's with the brown versus black? Because it was like an Aladdin.
Yeah.
Knights they, get
it,
up.
Honestly, it's been specified as that in every news story, so I've just been rolling with it.
Yeah.
You know.
Whoa.
Oh, someone's calling.
Georgie!
Maybe it's about Leslie.
Security.
Nichol.
Security!
Oh, is it Mrs. Padmore?
It's Mrs. Patmore.
Pat?
Yeah, with a
Moore?
T.
Patmore. Mm-hmm. Patmore.
Mrs. Patmore.
All right.
Like Pat the Bunny.
Right, that seems weird.
Yeah.
All right. Patmore.
Patmore.
All right. But we're not going to call her that because she's...
No, her name's Leslie.
Leslie.
Leslie Nichol. And possibly Leslie Nichol. We're trying to get a pronunciation on
it. It would have an
sure.
E if it was Nichol.
Right, you'd think.
But then what do
those
I
those English people, though.
You ever
you know,
heard me
crazy.
Try and get through words?
Yes, Gioni.
Right.
Joe Ganoni.
Mrs. Patmore's next, everyone.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.